by the hour.
You tell yourself you've got it handled. The rides, the medications, the meals, the cleaning, and the worry. But carrying it all by yourself gets heavy. Synergy Home Care is here to help you breathe again, while making sure your loved one is cared for with patience, respect, and real compassion. From companionship and memory care to hospital to home support and specialized home care, they show up for the moment that matters most. Visit SynergyHomeCare.com. Call 674-HOME. That's 674-H-O-M-E. Synergy Home Care, local family-owned home care you can count on.
Tax changes can be overwhelming and confusing, especially regarding the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. With over 70 years of tax experience, H&R Block knows how to navigate change. We'll take time to understand your situation, explain the new tax law, and how they impact your taxes. And with an H&R Block right in your community, it's easy to get the convenience and the care you deserve. Call the Sheridan office, 307-672-9787.
Are you a CNA looking for meaningful experience in a unique setting? Join the long-term care team at Sheridan Greenhouse, where staff strive to create loving homes where individuals live dignified, fulfilling lives. Here, CNAs start as elder care technicians and can advance to elder care specialist and even elder care coordinators, with pay increases along the way. Not licensed yet? Enrollment for Sheridan College's next CNA class closes March 10th. Apply at sheridanhospital.org/careers or email recruiting@sheridanhospital.org for more information.
Lace up for the Sheridan Rec District's Autism Awareness and Acceptance 5K and 1 mile run walk on Saturday, April 25th at Thorn Rider Park. The 5K starts at 9 a.m. and the 1 mile at 9:15. Support REACH, helping those affected by autism in Sheridan County. You can sign up online now by going to the events page at SheridanRecreation.com or sign up at 8:30 on Saturday. Join us for the Autism Awareness and Acceptance Run Walk Saturday, April 25th.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, April 14th. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we are joined by Wyoming Highway Patrol Lieutenant Louis Tegedesh. Good morning, sir. Welcome back.
Thank you, Floyd. Good to be here.
Now, what was it? It wasn't last Friday. It was the Friday before. We were just talking about it. The only time I've had to basically call into work and say, I'm staying home. It's actually pretty typical in the winter for me to have to do that. It's been such a light winter this year.
Yeah. Usually it happens several times throughout the winter where people can't travel, especially between Buffalo and Sheridan, where people are working. And this year, everybody saw that it was very nice this winter, and we didn't have to deal with that so much.
Until Friday,
April 3rd.
That was a rough little day. Can you walk us through what happened during that recent winter storm?
So I do have a confession to make. I was out of state. So
you got lucky.
I got lucky. There was a little spring break going on, but I talked to several of the guys and saw some video and all that, and I've been in things like that before. And
oh yeah,
I know what they were going through, but if people were around here that day, there's that storm system that moved in, and then of course the winds didn't help out with the visibility, and it caused havoc on the road for most of the day Friday into the evening.
When is there locker room talk amongst the other HP about man, were you there for that storm or a specific moment? Because being a part of the Wyoming Highway Patrol, you just better be used to that winter conditions where you can't see anything and you're the one out on the road.
You drive
when no one else drives.
Yeah, there's definitely stories that go around, or this happened or that happened. I was in this situation. And, of course, everybody that is working at the time together can hear each other on the radio. Even even though they might be a little ways apart, they know what each other is going through.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, I don't think you can ever get used to working in those whiteout conditions where you can't see in front of the hood of your car. That's in my years on this job, that is one of the top things that I dread.
Mm-hmm.
Where you don't know what way you're facing. You have to drive on, try to find the rumble strip to know that you're still on the road. I've had to stop, get out of my car and see where I was at before. One time in particular I did, and I was perpendicular to the road.
Holy cow.
And you think you're going straight.
Yeah.
And sometimes you end up driving off the road. So it can be frightening, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And to know, you know, while you wear the uniform, this is just part of the job. You're going to end up having to do this next year and maybe the year after that. I think everybody who's done, you know, their share of winter driving in Wyoming has experienced that at least once. And it is an absolute terrifying feeling.
Right. And truly, it can happen when you least expect it, mm-hmm. where it seems to be fine. And then a few miles later, you get into an area where the wind is just right, and all of a sudden it's those whiteout conditions, and you're stuck between, you know, your destination and where you're coming from, and you have to continue on. Mm-hmm. You can't be stuck in the middle of nowhere.
Do you get people like that who are just saying, you know what, I can't drive in this? They pull over and they give you guys a call.
Yeah, absolutely. That happens. People have asked us just to call them tow trucks because they don't feel comfortable driving in that, and rightfully so. We don't want anybody to continue on when they feel that it's unsafe for them and it could cause issues, whether they crash later on, and then, you know, it's something they have to deal with, we have to deal with, and it causes safety concerns as well.
But to know, you got to just muscle on. I mean, that's the part that gets me. Is that you're in a situation where you've just got to white knuckle it and go.
Yeah.
And hopefully go in the right direction.
Yeah.
Now, when we were looking at Friday, did anyone brief you on, like, when did the driving conditions get to the point where I believe it was probably the captain probably just said, we're done, shut it down?
So it's kind of interesting how that works with our partnership being a part of YDOT. We can suggest road closures, but it is ultimately up to the Department of Transportation mm-hmm. and the maintenance supervisor on that end. So we can suggest it. They usually work really well with us and trust our judgment. However, they also have their plow drivers out there, and the maintenance supervisor often will go out, take a look, and corroborate what we're telling them to say, yeah, I agree with you. This is not safe to be driving anymore. We should probably shut this road down.
When they do that, do they pull all the plow drivers off the road? No one's out there.
No. They leave the plow drivers out to continue their work. And so that's another thing, is when the road is closed, they can work more freely. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of that, that's the importance of following the law and not driving on a closed road, because sometimes these plow drivers will have to drive the opposite way on the interstate. And so when people are running the road closed gate, they might be approaching a danger that they don't know is there.
And oh, wow.
Vehicles, as our plow trucks, go in the opposite direction to better clear the road.
Yeah, and I didn't even think about that. But of course they would, especially if it was a section, simply just do kind of a little oval, you know, up this way, down that way,
yeah.
or whatever, and kind of rinse and repeat and just keep plugging away at this massive challenge, because I always think about those individuals behind the wheel of those plows. Those are some other really, really brave folks, because they're going out there finding the road for me, Yeah. And I don't know how they do it.
I tell you what, they have gotten us out of so many bad situations, whether it's lead ourselves, plow a path for the troopers, or stop and unload some sand for us so we can put it under the wheels of especially the semi trucks that are stuck on hills that can't get up. They're there for us, and we really appreciate it.
I was on a road right outside of Cheyenne heading west. It was the freeway, and there's an uphill grade that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember how fast we were going. It wasn't very fast. Maybe 25 miles per hour tops on the freeway. And it was just a sheet of ice. And we had to pass a truck going up this incline. And I can remember looking out the side of the passenger window at his tires. And although they were driving forward, he was sliding back down right. that hill. And I thought, man, this is just kind of condition I would have shut everything down on.
Yeah, and that's also the importance of the truck drivers having chains at the ready. Oftentimes, these guys that are stuck in the middle of the interstate, especially, you know, you think of Piney Creek, and they're just sitting in their cab, and you go up and ask if they have chains, and most of them say, yeah, I have chains. I don't know how to put them on.
Oh, wow.
So that can be an issue. So yeah. It's either, well, you better figure it out quickly, or we're going to have to go to alternate measures and call a tow truck or something like that.
Yeah, because a parked truck on the side of the road is a danger.
Yeah, and not even on the side. They're in the middle of the driving lane.
Oh, wow.
Oftentimes.
Oh, wow. Now, a lot of calls that day, from what I understand.
Yeah, I was told by one of the guys that at one point there was... So I guess to explain it, we have our in-car computers, and on the screen, we can pull up a list of the pending calls or the calls that are being taken care of at the time. And for our area, there was, I was told, over 50 calls pending.
Wow. Now, those calls that came in, I'm sure a wide array of subjects that they covered, the reasons that they were calling. But in that situation, would you say, you know, most of those are probably people on the side of the road?
Yeah. And although I was not here for it, I'm well aware of some of the events that went on. I review crash reports and other incident reports. And a good majority were people that either slid or drove off the road because of visibility. And then there are several crashes involved with... just hitting delineator posts or guardrails. Nothing major. There's no major injuries. So that
okay,
was good.
Okay, good. Yeah.
That might attribute to some of the slower speeds people are driving at because they can't see as well.
I did that once. Slid right off the road. Everything's out of your control at that point.
Yeah.
You're just kind of going, well, I end up where I end up. And I hit a pole. And it was pretty bad. This was many, many years ago. But holy cow, those poles, they can do some damage to your front grill.
Yeah, and it seems like more often than not when someone slides off the road, they're hitting one of those.
Yeah, yeah, perfectly spaced out.
Yeah.
What does a typical shift look like for a trooper in these large-scale storms like that?
There's nothing really typical about it, I guess. There was one of the troopers... was called out at 3 something in the morning and went home at, I think, 10 something at night that night.
Holy cow.
I know he had 19 hours that day.
Wow.
There's a couple others that worked a full shift. Our captain, who was out at the time, Captain Jorgensen, as you know and your listeners know him, he directed them to go home, get a little bit of sleep, and come out when they got up. About 6 hours later, I think. So everything is fluid at that point. It's just trying to keep up with the storm as best as possible to assist your work partners and get all these calls answered and accounted for as quickly as possible and as safely as possible.
So when it starts snowing and you know it's going to be a big storm, you throw the pot of coffee on.
You need some coffee. You probably need some snacks in your car because you don't know when you're going to get off the road next. And like I said, the trooper with 19 hours, it's not often, but when it happens, you got to be prepared for it.
Yeah. Incredible. Incredible. And we appreciate all of their hard work when they were out there for those 19 hours.
I was thinking about them while I was inside my parents' house.
Kicking my feet up. All right, on that, we're going to have more with our Wyoming Highway Patrol in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Marin, everyone keeps asking, are rates ever going to help buyers?
Actually, yes. I'm Marin Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That can make a big difference in monthly payments.
If you're buying your primary home, you may qualify.
Funds are limited, so call us today or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Let's get you into your home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Flood insurance is one of those things most people don't think about until it's too late. And then by then, the damage is done. What many homeowners don't realize is that standard policies don't cover flood damage, even when it's caused by heavy rain, snowmelt, or water that comes from places you wouldn't expect. They take the time to help you understand your actual risk and walk you through flood coverage options that make sense for your home and your location, not just a one-size-fits-all policy. Iron Valley Insurance Group, forged in strength, guided by compassion. Stop by or request a quote at ironvalleyins.com.
Valencia Barrington Project is a rare ensemble dedicated to reviving the beautiful and unusual sound of the Barrington, an 18th century instrument that combines the warmth of a viola with sympathetic strings that resonate beneath the melody, creating a sound unlike anything most audiences have heard before. Enjoy this extraordinary evening of chamber music tonight at 7 p.m. in the intimate listening environment of the Wild Theater's Tandem Hall. Seating is extremely limited in this unique space, so reserve your tickets today at the Wild box office or online at wildtheater.com. The Valencia Barrington Project, tonight at the Wild. Just picture it. Your beautiful new toolbox. Drawers gliding like butter. Rows of shiny new Carlisle tools, perfectly organized. Turn your vision into reality during the spring sales event at Napa Auto Parts in Sheridan. Save up to 20% on tools and equipment, and save up to 40% on Napa Gold filters. You know you want it. You've been good, relatively. So go ahead. Upgrade the garage, stock the toolbox, and make that daydream your new setup. Napa Auto Parts on Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're sitting with Wyoming Highway Patrol Lieutenant Louis Tegedesh. We're talking about the most recent storm that closed off some sections of the interstate here in northern Wyoming. LT, you and I touched on it a little bit in the first half, but here's just the serious question that we need to ask. First off, it kind of surprises me that people still do this, but let's talk about why it's so dangerous for drivers to ignore that interstate closure during the severe weather. Because it sounds like you guys may have had a few.
Yeah, there was several that I know of. And it's just dangerous. First of all, like I said, we have our plow drivers out there. They might be going the wrong way on the interstate. We know about it, but the traveling public does not. The gates are put down for a reason, and it's all about the safety of the public and trying to maintain our roads so people can then travel on them safely. There might be other situations. There might be significant crash events, even if it's not weather related, where we need the lanes shut down, whether you need to land a helicopter or things like that. There might be other emergency events that could be dangerous to the public, just law enforcement type events.
Yeah.
And so there's times where the weather might be nice and the gate might be down here in Sheridan saying don't go, and you're wondering why. There's always a reason for it. Additionally, there could be, you know, wildfire smoke going across the roadway causing visibility issues. There's always something, always a reason as to why it's happening.
And I think that's, you know, when the gates are down and someone has to stop, I don't know what it is about being in a car that causes people, some people, to get just road ragey over the smallest things. But there's going to be a reason as to why that gate is down. And you know, we can go into 10,000 reasons from here to the doorway on why those gates would be down. But a lot of situations, people start to get a little irritated. They want to cross that line. So let's talk about what happens when they do.
Right.
If someone goes around that gate and you catch them, which is going to be pretty easy, mm-hmm. you're probably one of the only cars out there, or you're eventually going to run into the situation that the HP is trying to deal with. What are the ramifications for
that? So when them gates are down, there's usually one or more troopers on that closed road for whatever is going on. And especially like the winter storm, the troopers are going to be out there until the job is done. And when we know that the road is closed and we see cars driving on the road when no one else is, and we know they know better,
mm-hmm.
we're going to stop them. And oftentimes they'll receive a citation, which is $570. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll hurt the pocketbook. Hopefully that's a deterrent, but it also tells you the seriousness of the offense and just how serious we take the safety of everybody that's out there working to try to clear up the road, as well as them. You know, we don't want anything to happen to them either. And I realize people get impatient, especially if they're on long trips. There's a lot of interstate traffic, and they just see that they have a long way to go, and they just don't want to wait too long, or the unknown as well. Oftentimes, people don't know how long the road is going to be closed, and so if they sit there for a while and they're checking out the surroundings, they don't see any of us by the gate or something, or no one's, no maintenance personnel are actively blocking, you know, sitting at the gate, making sure people don't go around. And they decide, I'm going to take a risk, take my chances and see where I can get.
And that's the situation. There's a lot of road between Sheridan and Buffalo. And I'm using that as an example because I drive it every day. There's so many people who drive this every day. If the gate is down in Buffalo, something's going on. I'm going to head back to the house. I'm going to wait it out. Or if the gate is down here in Sheridan, same thing. Time to go shopping. Time to go find something to do for a little while. But you even if no one's standing at the gate, it's what, 40-some miles?
Yeah. 35, 40 miles.
Yeah, there could be a very serious situation going on in Piney Creek, and you're not going to know until you drive up on it.
Yes.
And you're going to add to that risk in yourself, the individuals there. I mean, the gates are down for a reason. So now, as we look at the consequences, what'd you say, $570 ticket on that one. I imagine you don't get a lot of repeat offenders after that.
Yeah, I think that they see that and message received. They know that we mean business, and it's not like we enjoy giving tickets like that to people. We're people. We understand that's a lot of money, but it also conveys the seriousness of the offense and mm-hmm. the problems it could cause.
And I'm glad that you brought up like the helicopter coming in, because you are dealing with life and death situations out there on that road. And we tend to forget that because driving is such a typical thing that we do every day.
Yeah.
The majority of us don't see the emergency situations that you guys deal with. And we tend to underplay it or outright forget it.
Yeah.
That it happens and that you guys have to deal with that. So flying a helicopter in there to save someone's life, don't be that person to disrupt that.
Right.
You know, and it, yeah, I couldn't even live with myself. So if someone did want to check those road conditions, or maybe they don't know what's going on, they're like, oh my goodness, how long is this going to last? Is there a place you guys post that information? Or
YDOT tries to stay as current as possible on their website or the 511 app. People can get that on their phone. You can check out web cameras or just the YDOT website. They might have notices for the estimated time of opening the road, which would be helpful, especially for those people that are interstate travelers, and it might just be more reasonable to find a hotel for the night instead of waiting at the gate on the side of the interstate for several hours. And then a hotel is cheaper than that ticket too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, you know, when it comes to winter storms, I don't know. It might clear up in 5 hours. It might clear up in 10.
Yeah.
Or it could get worse, especially up. I know everybody says this, but wherever they're at, but it seems very, very true in our area. It could be spring 1 minute, and it is just a downpour, snowstorm, blizzard happening outside the next. So it's pretty random.
Yeah, and really, snow is fairly easy to deal with. It's the wind that causes the real problems here in the state and on these roads. If the snow is falling straight down, it's pretty easy to see, and our plow drivers can usually keep up with that. And you know, the visibility is the main problem. When you get the sustained winds pushing that snow across the road and causing the whiteout conditions, that's the main issue we deal with when we're closing the road for those weather conditions.
If you can't see in front of your car,
yeah,
you can't move.
No.
All right, LT, I've run out of time with you, sir. I want to thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's always a pleasure having you on here. And, boy, you got lucky on that last snowstorm.
Yeah.
But we do have another one coming up.
Yep.
So, folks, if the road is forced to be closed, and you never really know, please, just find a place to sit, wait it out. Don't risk it. You don't want the citation. You certainly don't want to get wrapped up in a situation. LT, thank you.
That's right. Thanks, Blade.
All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with Habitat for Humanity of the Eastern Bighorns. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
I'm Maren Borsheim.
And Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Right now, qualified homebuyers may receive a mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
Yes, through the Mortgage Rate Relief Program.
It's designed to make buying your primary residence easier and more affordable.
We'll personally help you check eligibility and guide you through the process.
Call First Federal Bank and Trust for all the details or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust, because your home should be within reach. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The rodeo is part of who we are. It's our history, our identity. But boy, this is not your granddaddy's rodeo anymore. The YO is bigger, better, and bolder. Larger purses, tougher competition, and a whole lot of family fun. Come for the world champion Indian relay races, high-stakes PRCA action, and a warm welcome unlike anywhere else in the world. Get your tickets at SheridanYORodeo.com.
Looking for a place that has something for everyone? Smith Alley Brewing, right in downtown Sheridan, combines great food, quality drinks, and family-friendly fun. Kids can enjoy the arcade, you can challenge friends at the pool table, and catch every big play on their giant 70-inch and 90-inch TVs. Savor their new menu and family-friendly pricing in a welcoming, comfortable space for the whole family. Visit Smith Alley Brewing in downtown Sheridan. right up your alley.
Talking with Shan Foster at All Around Canine Training and Country Pet Inn about protection dogs.
That's one of my specialties, actually. It's not in huge demand, but the cool thing is when it is, it's super important.
I'm sure just like with everything else, it's an individual process. Every dog is unique. Every person's unique. The needs are all over the place. So one of the things you work on is matching that up.
Correct, yes. If you have kids, if it's a family protection dog versus a single person protection dog, you know, the environment that that person lives in is super, super important. You don't want a dog that's more edgy in a household that might entail a lot of distractions, a lot of activity, versus someone that's maybe an older person that doesn't have a whole lot going on in the house and can afford to have a dog that's a little more alert, receptive to noises and things like that. Very, very, very important to match the right kind of dog in the right environment.
There are different levels of protection dogs, different needs for different situations. Make sure you get the right level of protection at an appropriate price. With help from Shan Foster, learn more at allaroundcanine.com.
Hi, this is Jill Bates.
And Colton Bates.
With the Bates team at Best. You've spent months, maybe even years, thinking through whether to buy or sell, watching interest rates and neighboring properties.
But when it comes to choosing your real estate team, it often becomes whoever is available or most convenient when it's officially go time. This process clearly matters to you, so it shouldn't be rushed.
Our team at Best does not cut corners. From top of the line staging to working around your schedule, we're there to give you the best guidance every step of the way. This is no doubt a big moment in your life, and it deserves the best team behind it.
Give us a call today at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net.
Disaster can strike, and it's never convenient. Captain Clean is always on standby 24-7 to respond. From sewage backups to unexpected water inside your home, we can help. From fire and smoke damage to the unsightly mold found growing on your wall, our experts are here to help you from start to finish. Call Captain Clean today for your free consult. Captain Clean, 672-0726. Affordable solutions for healthy living.
We clean more for you. We're Captain Clean.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. For a second part this morning, we're joined by Habitat for Humanity of the Eastern Bighorns marketing and outreach specialist, Denham Lind. Did I get that right?
Yep, you got
all
it right.
And development director, Meredith Sopko. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's been forever since I've had you in here, Meredith.
I know. I think it's been since last fall when I was here for the Wolf Creek Wrangle.
Yeah.
They just don't let me out often.
They keep me locked up. All right. So let's go ahead and start by reintroducing yourselves to folks and what your role is at Habitat for Humanity. And Meredith, we'll start with you.
Okay. Well, I am the development director. So my role is, the biggest part of my role is fundraising. Which, as we all know, is a huge part of making Habitat work.
Yep.
So I also oversee the marketing, but Denham is our wonderful marketing guru. So I don't really have to do much, thankfully. So
A lot of that get passed to you, Denham, nowadays.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, anything visual or if I can be behind the camera, I'm making all of them be in front, take the photos.
There you go. That's the best place to be, isn't it? Yeah. All right.
She's great.
What else? All done with the your role?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Denham. So that's your role is to take the photos, make sure that they get out there. A lot of social media posts, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I think I live on Facebook more than I see my husband.
Yeah. What a lot of people don't understand is nowadays in these big 501c3 organizations, that is that's a primary role now.
Oh, absolutely. Like, that's where everybody's at, and that's easiest way to connect with everybody of like, all right, find us on our socials.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just, hey, let's go ahead and take a picture, put a caption on it. I mean, that thing's got to go through stages before mm-hmm. it's ever posted up.
Absolutely.
Which kind of blows my mind. My wife went back to college for this. This is why I know this stuff. So
good for her.
I watched her sit up at night after working all day and take classes and fill notebook after notebook with notes. And now this is what she does. And so I can understand. It's not as simple as people think it is. There's a lot of processes that go into it. Every photo is scrutinized and absolutely has to be.
Oh, absolutely. I think my camera roll right now is just pure habitat for, I think, 50 photos and then maybe a dog photo of mine. And then we're back to habitat.
Random dog.
Random dog.
Just got to throw one in there every once in a while. That way when it starts to get too bad, random dog.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Now, yep. Now I'm back. Now I'm back.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about, for those who may not be familiar, how Habitat serves Sheridan County, because you guys are all over the place out here.
We are. We've got a lot going on. We have basically four major programs that we do. So the first is our homeownership program, which is our what we call our traditional habitat program. And that's where people can apply when we have a homeowner cycle open, which we don't have one open right now, but we're getting ready to open one in May. Is that right, Denim?
Very soon.
Oh, yes. Very soon. So keep an eye out for that. But people apply. If they're chosen, then they help us build their house. So they put in 200 hours of sweat equity. And they don't get the houses for free. They buy the homes, but they buy them at an interest-free mortgage at an affordable price, one that's set based on what they can afford. And again, they put in the time, they put in the work. So it's a wonderful program, and it's we're proud to say over the last 30 years, Habitat in Sheridan, we're close to building our 75th home.
Wow.
And that includes our land trust homes, which is our other homeownership program that we offer, which we've talked about that before. It's Weston Village, which is out off Decker Road. That's our 30 single family home development that we are on track to finish by the end of this year. So, which is about a year early. So
well, I was going to say, which is way earlier than people thought it was going to be.
Yes.
How's it look out there, Meredith?
Oh, it's amazing. When I first started with Habitat, which was, it'll be 2 years in September, it was just dirt lots, not even cleared yet. And the progress that has happened and the beautiful neighborhood that's out there now, it's just amazing.
You guys are getting people in those homes too.
Absolutely. They're all, I think all but two have been, are either sold or under contract.
Wow.
So yeah, it's truly been wonderful. And it's workforce housing, and it is meeting that need. We are serving the workforce.
And that shows how needed that is.
Mm-hmm.
First off, you guys really put the coals to it and got it up almost an entire year early. And then by then, the majority are going to, well, if not all of them, are going to be sold and people living in them. That shows the need.
Absolutely. So it's been fun to watch.
Being out there on the street, talking to people, really looking at the numbers. Could something like Western Village, if someone's like, hey, you know, the need is there. Mm-hmm. And this, is it a drop in the bucket, or is this really going to help solve? I mean, it's going to help solve it, but it's not going to solve it.
No, I think there is still a huge housing crisis. I mean, it's everywhere. It's across the country, but we're definitely seeing it in Sheridan. And yes, it all of our programs help, but again, we're not solving it. So when we look at it, we just have to think, okay, well, we're helping with Weston Village, for instance. We're helping these 30 individuals or families. Mm-hmm. There's many, many others out there still needing housing, but we're doing what we can.
Walking that mile 1 foot at a time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a tough challenge. I mean, you guys have faced an uphill battle in certain situations trying to get that going. But I think it's a great program. And the fact that it's where it's at now and with as many people with a roof over their heads now really shows the need for it. So let's talk about the women build. Now, this is... Oh, coming over here to Denim. I apologize. I kind of skipped over the idea. What other roles do you fill, or is it just like social media, taking photos, things like that? Do you type out like the press releases and stuff? Am I getting those from you now?
Oh, you might be. Honestly, I will hop in anywhere that we're gonna be public. So it could be doing press releases. I will do my best to write those out, or social media. Honestly, I also have been designing stickers. Give me the fun projects.
There you go, right?
Denim is crazy creative, so we love what she's doing.
Now, for a little while, I did something else for the Army. So, the Wyoming Guard, and they knew I was in school for journalism. So every time a journalist showed up, or every time a camera came out of a van, my sergeant would come over, tap me on the shoulder, and say, "Get your butt over there." Smile and tell them what we're doing, and stop them from getting over here. That was my
keep
job.
Them away.
I was a buffer. Is that who you are now? Like, whenever someone like me shows up, they're like, "Hey, you're up. Go get them."
Right. Oh, absolutely. When I get the call from Meredith, like last night, being like, "Hey, will you come on the radio?" I'll pause. But I'll be like, "Oh, I'll be there with you." Yes, absolutely.
Show up.
we try to tag team. We try not to send her out into the trenches alone.
Appreciate.
All right. So let's talk about the Women Build. This is one of the biggest events Habitat holds every year. It's an event that I've always loved. I didn't know Women's Build was a thing until I got in this position where I'm at and realized how powerful this can actually be, which is what I really want to talk about. It is a fantastic volunteer opportunity, but at the same time, this entire build is about empowerment. Mm-hmm.
It is. You know, it is a tremendous volunteer opportunity for people, but it's great because you get out there and, you know, if you're comfortable with power tools, we're going to let you use the power tools. And it is empowering because you get to see, gosh, I can hang siding. I can hang sheetrock. Last year, I think some of the things that the Women Build they did, we had just poured foundations and they were doing like the framing. Some of the framing work. I mean, those are things that, I mean, most of us would never have the opportunity to do. And it's pretty cool to say, "Hey, I framed that house," or "I hung that siding." So,
and once you see something like that, once you see the bones,
mm-hmm.
you know, everywhere you go, you'll be like, "Yeah, I did that once."
Or, yep.
Yeah, I know what's mm-hmm. behind that sheetrock. I helped put that up
yes.
once. It removes the mystery. It removes the any fear, apprehension mm-hmm. you have about doing something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Last year it was fun. People would come to Women Build and they had done it the year before and they're like, "Oh, we did that house now and there's somebody living in it."
Yeah.
That's the house we painted last year and look, there's, you know, a family there now. So that's really fun to hear too, to hear the stories and it's just a great week of camaraderie and you get to meet people that maybe you'd never get to meet in another setting. So
and it's not about that internal pride, but at the same time, you can't not feel that when you see
Absolutely.
the little ones out playing in the yard mm-hmm. and know that you had a hand in that.
Absolutely.
That's got to feel pretty good.
Yes.
Now, how big of teams can people form to go out and jump in on this build?
Perfect. Yeah, we can do up the teams of 10 because that's a little bit more manageable with our construction crew right now. And right now, I think almost every like time slot at least has a couple people already signed up for it. So right now it's one of those of like, all right, where can we fit you in? We can work with it.
That's fantastic to hear though.
Yeah.
Meredith, does this fill up usually every year?
Last year we didn't fill up every shift. I think in the past we have. I think last year it was a timing issue. We did it in August. It was a very busy time of year for people. And so I think that was part of it. So we moved it to May this year. A lot nicer to work in, you know, 70 degree weather than 100 degree weather. So, and it's before school gets out.
I was going to say, yep.
Before Mother's Day, before people start, you know, start their summer. So I think that's part of it. So, and we do two shifts a day. So, you know, we have the option to have up to 20 people a day. So, and it's 4 days.
So this is going to be a 4 day long event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Has that been extended or is it?
No,
we've
starting, I think 2 years ago, they did it over a week because we did try to do it in just one day with a goal of having 100 people. That was a lot.
Herd
Our
cats.
Construction yeah. guys were like, please don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
So
yeah. 100 people showing up on a job site. What?
Yeah.
I guess that one can go pick up garbage.
Exactly.
I mean, what am I going to have them do?
Yeah. Yeah. It was wild.
And everybody wants to do something, you know, mm-hmm. something with a little meat behind it.
Yes, for sure.
Which brings up another question. Individuals who in the past, let's say I haven't worked with power tools, mm-hmm. but boy, I want to. I want to get in there. I want to learn how to do this right, mm-hmm. and I want to be, you know, part of that team.
Can people show up with no experience?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have really a tremendous construction crew who is more than willing to show you how to do it safely. They are more than willing to do that. So no experience necessary. Just show up and want to help. That's all we need.
And what's fantastic, this is in May. So if you want to grab your mom and say, Mom, let's go do this.
That's what Denim's doing. She and her mom.
Oh, really?
Shout out to my mom, Jackie. She immediately, as soon as I was like, oh, we're doing this, she's like, sign me up right now.
That is fantastic. So,
thanks, Mom.
That is way cool. You guys are going to have like a Mother's Day event all your own and an experience that you guys will be able to look at each other forever and be like, man, that was great, wasn't it? And wouldn't that be fantastic? You turn that into a tradition.
Oh, yeah.
No pressure. I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah, no pressure, Denim.
Jackie, talking to you.
Yeah. So, if you're listening, Jackie.
So that's fantastic. But I really do think that would be a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you
it's
know.
A great
it's,
idea.
It's empowering. It's Mother's Day's right around the corner. And I don't know about, you know, a lot of people, but my wife and I have gotten to the point where we're just asking people, hey, make a donation in our mm-hmm. name or send a gift card because we're all good on the stuff.
Right.
We're, you know, we got yeah. too much stuff. But having that moment together.
Yep.
You and your daughter looking at each other as you're both helping to build someone's home.
It's amazing.
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. All right.
Amazing.
So if I do want to do this, mm-hmm. what do I need to do?
You can go to our website, which is SheridanHabitat.org, and it's right on the front page. Denim has made it very, very easy to find. Just click on it and you can see the available times and you can sign up. And it is a fundraiser. So we ask that each participant raise, donate, give, whatever, at least $100.
So. Okay. And all this money stays right here in Sheridan.
It does. It does. And we'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsor of the event, which is Range. They're huge supporters of Habitat. So they're our main sponsor this year for Women Build.
All right. Now, jumping over, Habitat is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. It's crazy to mm-hmm. think 50 years of building homes. So what does this milestone mean to you guys?
Gosh, I mean, 50 years, it's amazing. And for us, so Sheridan Habitat has been operating for 30 years. So Habitat International has been around for 50. So it's really been fun to read the information that International sent out and looking at the numbers and the impact. And it's almost a little sobering to think about, at least for me, you know, as I read about it. So and it gives us here locally a chance to just kind of really reflect on the impact that we've had as well. And just, you know, we're looking forward to the next 50 for sure.
Absolutely.
So
never underestimate the power of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You start looking at those numbers and the lives that have been changed
yep.
over all these programs.
Yes.
And it can be absolutely sobering.
It is.
But at the same time, it's going to make you feel pretty good about who you work for.
Oh,
and
yes.
the things that you do, mm-hmm. right? Now,
absolutely.
Let's talk about Let's Open the Door, this campaign. What are you hoping it accomplishes?
So Let's Open the Door is, and it'll kind of kick off the beginning of May. For one, it's an awareness campaign. Like we would just like to get things out there and let people know, you know, what Habitat's done across the country, what we've done locally. But also just to keep people... keep it top of mind that there is still a housing crisis here in Sheridan and we need to keep fighting. We need to keep helping. So, but then it will, for us, it'll culminate with an event on June 24th. We're partnering with local artists and they're going to donate a piece of art that has something to do with a door. And then we're going to have an event at Whitney Commons and we're going to auction those pieces of artwork off. We'll have food trucks. We'll have live music. It's family, like family oriented. So it should be just a really fun, a fun event. And again, keeping it top of mind, letting people know that, you know, there is still a need. We are hoping to have a door that we're going to kind of take around town. We'll decorate it and, you know, place it in different places around town to just, again, that visual reminder mm-hmm. of what's happening, what the need is, and that we're still here doing that work.
What a great kind of iconic image, the door. You know, you take something that, again, we all take for granted every day, and you turn it into this image that if you were to just randomly place this on the street, no one's going to walk past that without noticing it, right? They're going to stop, they're going to think, and maybe they're going to consider, hey, yeah, there is a housing crisis. Hey, you know, maybe I should get on city council. Maybe I should put some pressure on some people here and there to make a big change where we can.
Yep.
It makes people want to make a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, events like Women Build, always, it's a really wonderful reminder of how giving and generous our community is.
Yeah.
Not just with their money, but with their time. Like to come out and, you know, to potentially have 100 people come out in a week and spend 3 or 4 hours just helping is tremendous.
And I think that's the one thing worth more than money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's time.
Yep.
Everybody doesn't have enough. And no matter what we do, we're always running out. Where do I go if I want to learn more about Habitat for Humanity or I want to get registered for the Women's Build?
Absolutely. So SheridanHabitat.org, our main website, should have all of our information there, especially Women Build, right front and center. I try to make every button you click almost just like, ooh, look at that. Sign up right here. Otherwise, though, our socials, we're on Facebook and Instagram. Also, pop into the ReStore. Like, we have all of our information over there, too.
And the guys at the ReStore are so funny. They're so great. Yes. I mean, you want to pop in there just to say hi.
Everybody loves Brad.
Yeah, you're going to walk out with a smile, I guarantee it. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and visiting with me today. It is always a pleasure having you on here.
Thank you, Floyd. It was fun.
Thank you.
All right, you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Ready to level up your career?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, our people are our greatest strength, and we're hiring full and part-time tellers to join our team.
Enjoy great pay, outstanding benefits, and a culture that empowers and supports you every step of the way.
Because at First Federal, we invest in you with the tools, training, and opportunities to grow both personally and professionally.
Take the next step at eFirstFederal.bank and discover a career that truly invests in you.
First Federal Bank and Trust is an equal opportunity employer.
Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry, offering a selection of finishes made with the finest materials. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Chris Hayden here at your locally owned Sheridan Motors. As summer travel season rolls in, now is the perfect time to make sure your vehicle is road trip ready. Our factory trained technicians provide high quality service at fair, honest prices, so you can hit the road with confidence. We even offer convenient local pickup and delivery, plus every service includes a free car wash. Stop by or give us a call today and let Sheridan Motors help you get ready for wherever summer takes you.
Hi, Kurt Smith here for the Sheridan Commercial Company. Come see our office supply department where we have over 16 chairs in stock and ready for your home or office, and they're all on sale. From office desk chairs to gaming chairs in a variety of styles, features, and sizes. Not only will you find a great selection of office chairs, we have the staples for your stapler and the paper for your printer. A great selection of pens, pencils, and markers. Need office supplies? You can shop at SheridanCommercial.com or here at 303 Broadway 7 days a week.
Hey, this is Sean Hannity on Sheridan Media's News Talk 930 KROE.
930 KROE.